This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, quick thing. The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only question left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. It's the big one. It's Arsenal against Bayern Munich in Germany in the Allianz Arena. And we're here today to preview what is, at the moment, probably the most important game of Arsenal's season so far. I feel like I've said that about 17 times this season, but it's still the truth. This is the Arsenal Preview Show. Hello and welcome to the Gooner Talk, back again with you guys for another episode of what is our Arsenal preview show, in which we look ahead to the next Arsenal fixture, of which I've mentioned is Bayern Munich against Arsenal in the Allianz Arena. As always, I'm very happy to be joined by some of the members from our Discord server, and today I'm joined by Damien. Damien, how you doing, mate? You good, you well?
Yeah, I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Very good indeed. And making his debut on the channel all the way from Pennsylvania is Grant. How you doing, mate? You good, you well?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for taking the plunge, as Vinny used to say. And it's good to see you on the channel and making your debut. Tell us a little bit about your background of Arsenal fandom from all the way over there across the pond.
Yeah, so I fell in love with Arsenal, you know, many years ago, and haven't, you know, missed a game, you know, unfortunately not being able to attend a game at the Emirates, but haven't missed a game on television in over 3 years. And been to all of the American tour games and just, you know, really excited to be on the show.
So any opportunity where you can get to see him in the flesh, you've taken, which is great.
Absolutely. And,
but it's the bucket list still to come over and see a game.
Oh, absolutely. And I would like to do a, you know, a sly dig. It hurts seeing some of those fans leave the arena, but, you know, it is, or the stadium, but it is what it is. So.
It is. Well, hopefully it comes true one day. I'm sure it will. But if the ballot system allows, which I know for fans abroad, the irony is, I know that a lot of fans here say that the ballot has made the Emirates worse because more tourist fans are in, when the irony is the ballot has made it incredibly difficult for tourists from abroad and fans who are, you know, from abroad as well to actually get tickets. So it's, you know, no one wins, even though everyone thinks the other is. We're here to talk about Arsenal against Bayern. Damien, I'll start with you. How are you feeling, considering, of course, it was, I think most of us expected to get a better result than we did in the first leg. Maybe there was some, would you describe it as arrogance on fan parts, or was it just a disappointing performance in the end?
No, I don't think it's arrogance. I think we've played well enough this season for us to be confident. And there's a definite difference between confidence and arrogance. And I think with how we've seen our team play this season, especially since the Dubai holiday, you know, we've got every reason to be confident. You know, you look at Man City, you look at Liverpool, you look at any team that is doing well, they're all confident. You know, you won't find a Manchester City fan being uncertain about playing against Aston Villa or whoever in the Premier League. You know, against Real Madrid in the Champions League, maybe it might be a little bit different for them. But, you know, I think we've got every right to be confident. And I was confident against Villa. I thought we'd get the result we needed there. But obviously it didn't happen. But I actually strangely feel quite good about the game tomorrow night.
Really? Interesting. I'll ask you why shortly. I'll get Grant's thoughts on things first. It is a tough challenge. Bayern Munich, when we played them last time, had come off the back of, you know, some difficult form. They'd lost to Borussia Dortmund. They were continuing. I think they'd lost to Heidenheim, was the team they lost to prior to the game we played this weekend. They did manage to get back to winning ways in the league, but still, obviously, with Bayer Leverkusen winning their game, it didn't matter. They still lost the Bundesliga title and no longer are champions. So is that in any way going to, you think, play on their minds? The fact that the Bundesliga is now out of the way, or it's just off their minds, or could it be releasing in some ways?
Yeah, you could argue it'd be more pressure on Bayern to get a result. I think that Arsenal just need to take this game as just a huge opportunity. The team is so young. It's our first time in the UCL since, you know, many, many years. And I think they just need to look at this as a learning experience and just try to grab the game and go for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, Damien, you said that you're more confident than last time. What has led you to that kind of place where you're at with that, especially considering, you know, we were pretty poor end of the second half of the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I look at our away form this season. I think we've actually been very decent away from home. I think actually a lot of time I prefer us away from home than at the Emirates. I don't know if we play with a bit more freedom, or, you know, we don't feel as much pressure away from home. And I kind of look at it and think, if we can go to Manchester City and not get beaten there, then we can go anywhere and not be beaten. And ultimately, all we need to do tomorrow night is not lose.
I mean, we don't have to win on penalties.
Yeah, but that's not winning in normal or extra time, you know.
Okay.
Like with the Community Shield, I know it's only the Community Shield, but we didn't lose against City then, but we won on penalties.
Mm. You
know, we managed to find a way. And I don't know, I'm probably going to completely and utterly regret this at 10, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. But I just feel confident.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's good to feel confident. It's good to be encouraged. I mean, it's a testament, of course, to where we are as a club, that we can go into this game and we've got fans that are confident going into this game. Because my goodness me, I remember the last time we went to the Allianz, I wasn't confident. There was no confidence, really, that Arsenal would be getting a result. It was purely just wishful thinking.
Whereas There's been many European nights like that, where you go away from home and you just dread what the result's going to be, you know. But... Yeah.
The first time in a long time, Arsenal going into a game where they could reach a European semi-final in the Champions League, where their favourites arguably still to go through. Grant, we know that the squad is basically fully fit. I was at London Colney, or the Sherborough Realty Training Centre. I still can't get my head around saying that way around, but that's the way it's meant to be. Everyone was there. Jurrien Timber obviously trained. We're not expecting him to be part of the group, of course, but everybody else is. Is that in some way, do you see it as kind of, it makes it harder for Arteta to choose a team when everyone's there, everyone's fit? Because when there's been a few injuries, it makes it simpler to choose your 11. But now he has choices. So how do you view that?
I think you always want the choice, obviously, right? You always want the entire squad to be fit. And I think Mikel's smart enough to know how the last match went. And I just think, with some of the key players that Bayern is missing, I think the team almost picks itself in some ways. I know we have some different selections, but Bukayo Saka is going to be huge, obviously, with Davy suspended. And, you know, I think that itself lends to a lot of other selections, like a stronger left back rather than a more forward playing left back. But I mean, it's always good to have options, and you know, we got to trust the manager that he's going to make the correct decisions.
Thomas Tuchel was speaking ahead of the game. He says about Leroy Sané and Neuer are going to be expected to play in this game. He also was strangely talking about kind of his starting 11, saying he's leaning towards putting Alex Pavlovic in the squad as well, which is, you don't usually tend to see. It's mind games. I think we can all agree on that. He says, we're still looking at the left-back position. We'll make a final decision on that tonight. Alphonso Davies, of course, is suspended. They don't have Serge Gnabry. They don't have Kingsley Coman either. Both of them are injured. Damien, how much of a blow is that to Bayern, and how much of an encouragement should that be to Arsenal?
I think it's quite a blow, because with Gnabry and Coman, they're both excellent attacking players. And I mean, we saw what Gnabry done in the first leg. So for him to not be available for this game, I think it's huge for us, really. And the fact that their next backup option is then also out. You know, the fact is they've still got terrific players. You know, if you look at everyone else they've got available, Harry Kane and Leroy Sané and all, you know, Musiala.
I think it'll be Muller and Musiala will be the other two that come in.
Yeah, and Muller's obviously got the experience of many, many Champions League nights and whatever else. So,
yeah,
they've still got incredibly good players, but I don't think you can lose two players like that, plus Alphonso Davies as well, and it not have some sort of effect on your team.
Yeah, I mean, just sticking with Tuchel as well, he said, Grant, that we have a slight advantage when you look at our experience in the competition, but to turn it into a real advantage, you also need a top performance, and we're ready to give it everything we've got. He said, we'll need everything again, and we'll need passion and the same tactical discipline as the first leg. We really want to win this game. It'll be extremely important that every fan comes to support and push us. Two things from that. A, you know, first leg, they had no away fans in the ground. This time, not only they got fans, it's the home advantage they've got. But also, as Tuchel points out, that experience they have, the Arsenal, this squad, and Arsenal loads in historical experience, but this specific squad, you know, these players, on the whole, we lack a lot of experience, especially at this late stage of the competition as well. How much do you think that will play a part in tomorrow's game?
It's huge. It's a Champions League quarterfinal, and they're on their own pitch. I just look back to that game at the Emirates, and I felt like I was looking at the game the exact way that our team was. As soon as that Saka goal went in, we got fired up. We were energized. We forgot that we were playing Bayern Munich. Honestly, that's how I felt. Mm. And then we got hit twice very quickly, and it was an entirely different game. Now, having said that, we did fight back and get a draw. But like, the experience is huge, and hopefully we can draw on some of that experience of going down in the first leg, if anything like that were to happen in the second, which is very likely. You know, it's a hard place to play. But I think it'll be huge for Bayern to have that experience. And, you know, all we can ask is that this team just keeps building our own experience and try to get the game, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good point, you know, about that experience that of kind of being humbled in a way in the home leg, and that you can't take anything for granted. There was almost a feeling that when Arsenal took that 1-0 lead that, oh, and then Ben White had that chance soon after, you know, had he put that away, who knows what would have happened. But after that chance, it was like, oh, Arsenal were like, well, you know, we've got this, kind of, we're going to keep pushing for it. And then all of a sudden you've been sucker punched twice in the space of in a short period of time, and everything's different. And then in the second half, you've got to kind of really fight whilst being somewhat astute at the back to not concede too many chances on the counter, which we still did. We rode our luck somewhat. Kingsley Coman had that, you know, that potential chance to give them the lead again late on, and it was that Trossard goal that made a difference. And interestingly, in this game, Trossard and Jesus were the players that came off the bench and made a huge impact. Trossard scoring, Jesus assisting. Zinchenko came off the bench as well and had a really good second half performance, despite the fact that he's coming for so much scrutiny in, you know, in recent weeks as Zinchenko. But that was one of the halves that he can certainly point to and suggest why Arteta still leans on him for impacts in big games. I suppose, speaking of players, we should probably hop to the lineups. We start with Damian with yours. Talk us through your full selection and your reasons behind it.
So the only real decision I had to make, I suppose, was on the left-hand side, whether to go with Tomiyasu or Kivior at left-back, and whether to go with Martinelli or Trossard on the left of the front three. And basically, Martinelli's my boy. I've got his name on the back of my shirt, like my home shirt. I'm always going to go with him if he's available. I'm one of the ones that thinks that Trossard does better when he comes off the bench rather than from the start. And with Tomiyasu, I've basically gone with him because I just have more faith in Tomiyasu. Not that I don't have faith in Kivior, but I just have more in Tomiyasu. I really like Tomiyasu as a player. And, him and Martinelli can work well together down the left-hand side. And I think it's important as well to have Rice in that slightly more forward position in front of Jorginho so that he can actually support Martinelli, support Tomiyasu, get forward into the box more often. And, you know, the rest of it for me, I think, just picks itself. Havertz, I think, he's proved he deserves to be up top, because if he's not up top, then he's not playing, because he's not in the midfield for me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. And the same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with Mook Delivery. Are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Fair enough. Yeah, I think if I agree with you. Havertz isn't in the forward line. He shouldn't be necessarily in the team because that midfield role, whilst there was certainly some meaning behind it, and I'm not wildly critical of our starting 11 against Aston Villa because it contributed to a very good first half that we should have certainly taken advantage of with the chances that we created. It was the second half changes that didn't happen quick enough that ultimately I think culminated in why we didn't win on the day. But you still, I prefer that Havertz, when he plays, if he plays, is playing that front three. Moving to yours then, Grant, just one change from Damien's team, which is Partey for Jorginho. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so starting in the back line, I was torn again on the left back position, but I went with Tommy because, just like Damien, I'm just a little bit more confident in his defensive abilities, but also I feel like he's a little bit better playing forward than Kvyat is. And then in the midfield, I have Partey, obviously. I think that he's going to be more up for that midfield fight than Jorginho is. No slight on Jorginho at all. Theoretically, Partey's on fresh legs, right? So hopefully he'll be ready to go. And actually, so my Tommy selection, I think the biggest thing as to why I didn't select Zinchenko in this game, because he actually was really good at creating some chances in that second half of the first leg. I think it negatively impacts the right side of our attack too much when there's a lot of vocal point on Zinchenko on that left side. And we're going to need to attack that right side of the field with Davies out. So, and then like Damien as well, the front three picks itself. Havertz is my star man. Hopefully, Saka down that right side all day and gets a cross in, and Havertz can get on the end of one.
Indeed. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? A few of you have used phrases, Damien saying, kind of picks itself, because I've gone with the most changes, I think, from our two teams. Maybe to some people's surprise, there are reasons behind it. Yeah, I've gone with the same back five as both of you. I agree with your Tomiyasu assessments. I think he's probably the right pick for this game. I remember back to last season when he shut down Salah and Nunez in that game at home to Liverpool. You know, we know that he can be better at shutting down kind of pacey wingers like Sané. So I'm hoping that's the case. I've gone with Rice and Partey in midfield as well. I think we'd really benefit from some of those passes that Partey can provide incisively through the middle. If it is Jorginho, he will need to have a better game than he had, say, at Manchester City, where the other team was more dominant. When we're on the ball and we've got the ball, Jorginho is really important. But if Bayern tend to be the more dominant side in that home, the likelihood perhaps is that they will be. Maybe Partey would still be the better choice. It's about then how you balance those two. Do you play Rice deeper? Do you play Partey deeper? Do you play them both as kind of a double pivot? You could potentially do any three of those options. And the forward line, I've taken Havertz out and put Jesus in. I've taken Martinelli out, put Trossard in. For me, Trossard's the best finisher at the club. I think the numbers back that up. I think the outscoring of his XG that he's shown this season, I think he's outscoring it by 5.4 of what he's expected to have scored, which is the next highest is Bukayo Saka, who's exceeding by around 3 of his XG. So it shows you the difference. Trossard gets a chance, he scores, other than if it's against Aston Villa, apparently, from 2 yards out. Other than that, he scores, and he tends to, and you do bank on the guy to be a better finisher. We saw in that game against Porto, at home, plays, scores. And I know he came off the bench against Bayern and scored, but we're not going to have as many chances as we did, I think, in the home game here. I could be wrong, but if we get chances and they fall to Trossard, more than anyone else in this squad, I've got confidence that he can take it. Jesus in the Champions League, for some reason, somehow, has a brilliant, brilliant record. He's got 7 goal contributions in 7 Champions League games this season. Again, one of them came off the bench, as we know, against Bayern, but he started the game against PSV, scored, started the game against Lens, scored, started the game against Sevilla, got a goal and assist away from home. Really good experience in a very hostile European ground. He started in the Lens game, scored and got an assist in the 6-0 win. And hasn't started any of the knockout games yet. He was missing from the Porto away game because of a knee injury. And he came off the bench in the game against Porto and helped contribute, of course, to taking that to penalties in the end. And then he came off the bench against Bayern and got that assist for Trossard. It's something about the Champions League Jesus does well in. He also does well away from home for us. You think about the Nottingham Forest game this year. Brilliant performance. I've already mentioned the Sevilla game. Really good performance away from home. It's something about his experience that works. If not, you've got Havertz to come off the bench if you need to. You've got Martinelli to come off the bench. Because Martinelli, there are questions about Martinelli, I think, this season. He hasn't been the same Martinelli that we had last season. But I absolutely understand why people have picked him. You know, Kimmich did a really good job on him last time at the Emirates. So maybe Trossard's unpredictability to drift more inside earlier would kind of destabilise that somewhat. But we've got options. And I think any of our lineups we pitched have certainly come with their own explanations and reasonings. We round off with predictions, as always. So, Damien, I'll start with you. Scoreline and scorers, please.
Okay, it's a long one. I think we will win it in extra time. I think we will go 1-0 and 2-1 down. I think we will... It'll be 1-1. Hang on, I've wrote it down because I know it's a long one.
sounds complicated.
I had to try and remember. So, yeah, Bayern go 1 up, then... Odegaard will get us back into it at 1-1. They'll go 2-1 up. Then Saka will get it back to 2-2 towards the end of 90 minutes. It's not going to be easy. It's Arsenal, let's be honest. And I think we will then take the positive momentum into extra time. And I've got Havertz down as getting the winner.
Right, so an extra time victory. I don't know if my nerves can take that, Damien, quite frankly.
Mine definitely can't. But
I'm going to do the minute-by-minute commentary and I'm going to be shaking while I'm typing on this now. So, yeah, that's going to be great. I mean, if it comes to fruition, amazing. Yeah, a comfortable 4-0 win would be great. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Grant, what's yours, mate?
I also can't afford another extra time game, by the way. But I'm going 1-1 through full time. And then into extra time, we'll get the win, 2-1. Mainly because Bayern coming off of, losing the league, for sure. I think the stadium is going to be very nervy. They're going to expect a lot. So if we can get them into that uncomfortable position of like extra time, maybe into penalties, I think it favors us a little bit. Havertz, first goal, Saka, winner. And then Havertz assisting the Saka goal.
Lovely stuff. Again, another one where the nerves are shattered by that point. But let's see. I've gone for a 2-1 as well. I've done it in normal time, though, just to save myself the stress. Bayern getting the early goal, I think, and then perhaps somewhat falling into the same full sense of security maybe that we did at the Emirates and sitting back somewhat, and then we managed to get the one. Unnerves them getting the equaliser. That equaliser coming through Bukayo Saka as well, I had down. And then Gabriel Jesus scoring a massively important goal as well. I could have gone with Trossard, but just Jesus' record in the Champions League, excellent. It probably comes from a Trossard assist, to be fair. But yeah, that's what I've gone for. So 2-1. We'll go into the chat box to see what you guys and girls are saying. Paul says 2-1. To the goods, Temi also says 2-1 with the Saka brace. Tom says 2-1 to the Arsenal. It's seemingly a very popular scoreline. Rance says 3-2, agreeing with Damien here in extra time. Saka, Jesus and Trossard with the winner in the added period. Mike says a very City-style performance and a 1-0 Gabriel Jesus win. Amira says 1-1 full-time, 2-2 extra time and Arsenal win 5-4 on pens with a Kane miss. Raya saving it. Oh, my God. Goodness. Whilst that would be horrible to experience, the jubilation at the end of that would be pretty incredible. Nadim, hello to you. Steve says 2-1, come on, you gooners. DJ says 3-2, hoping that's to Arsenal. MM says 1-1, but I'm hoping he's pointing out that we will win on penalties. It's so difficult.
Gotta say as well, I love DJ's picture there of the Arsenal badge. That's a very vintage Arsenal badge. I love that one.
With the cannon the right way around as well.
Yeah. So have you seen the leaked images of the new shirt?
Yes. And they are, to what I believe, are accurate. So, On the home shirt we'll have a cannon rather than the badge. But that doesn't mean the Arsenal badge is changing, by the way. It's just that the home kit has a cannon on it instead of the badge we all know at the moment. So, but looks to be that's the case. If the Adidas lines are dark, I'm kind of on board. But the mock-ups of them earlier in the season were like bright blue, which I didn't quite like. Mm. But if they're dark lines, I don't mind it as much. But there's just something about blue on an Arsenal shirt I can never really get behind. But I guess we'll see it. I think I need to see it properly on the players before, not necessarily on me, because I'm no model for it. But certainly when I see it on the players, you know, it'll be better. But yes, that kit that's been leaked is supposedly relatively, if not completely accurate. There can still be some final tweaks, of course, before it fully goes out. But very interesting indeed to see the new kits. And we usually play in the new kit in the final game of the season, which is only, call me crazy, but it's a month away. That's scary, right?
Yeah, you know, heard that in the commentary on the Aston Villa game, where they said that the Premier League finishes in a month's time. And it's like, wow.
1 month and 3 days is when the final game of the Premier League season is. But that might not be the end of Arsenal season, because the end of Arsenal season may be June 1st, which is the Champions League final at Wembley. We can keep those fingers crossed. That certainly turns out to be the case. But my goodness me, the nerves are going to be going. Damien, thank you, mate, for your time. Appreciate it. Tell people where they can find you.
I'm in the Discord.
There you go. You can find him there. You can find all of the members of the channel, of course, that are expert members and TGT ambassadors. If you want to find out how you can get more information about joining the membership scheme and joining the Discord, you can go to the link tree down in the description. And Grant, fantastic debut, mate. You absolutely smashed it. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at AFC_Grant. And then you can also find me in the Strava group, the Eat Sleep Arsenal Repeat, and in the Discord as well. So.
Nice one. So how many runs are you peppering the Strava with?
Couple a week. I'm training for a marathon, so couple a week. Yeah,
nice, lovely stuff. Which marathon?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, brilliant, lovely stuff. Mm-hmm. My missus is doing the London Marathon on Sunday this week. So, yeah, I have, by the way, left a link to on my Twitter at the Green Talk TV. It's the pinned tweet. If you would like to donate, there's only a few days left. But she's running the London Marathon on Sunday, and she's running for the Wisdom Hospice, which looked after both of our grandparents at the end of their lives. So, if you want to contribute to a good cause, that's what she's running for. So, I'll be up there at the London Marathon on Sunday, hopefully after Arsenal have beaten Bayern and Wolves, and I'll be in a very good mood. If not, I'll be up there still anyway. But thank you for listening. Massive thank you again to Grant and Damien for jumping on the preview show today, looking ahead to tomorrow's game. If you're listening on catch up, make sure you leave your thoughts on the game down in the comments section. I think this morning's show is on about 950 likes. I know that in the hangover of the Villa game, it's always a tricky one after a defeat, but if you haven't dropped a like on this morning's 8 a.m. show, we're just under 50 away now from hitting that 1k every day target. So make sure that you go over and do that if you haven't done so already. But thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay well, stay happy and respectful. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. bright and early for all the roundup of Mikel Arteta's press conference, which is going to kick off in just under an hour's time from the time of recording, where we'll find out any more that we've got to know about the team. But thank you for listening. And see you soon. And as always, up the Arsenal.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.